Welcome to PCI's Code It podcast series. I'm Kristen Johansson, Editor-in-Chief of PCI. It is fall, and during this time of year, many paint companies announce their color of the year for the coming season. For the first time ever, the Glidden paint brand by PPG has announced an accent color of the year for 2021, rather than a color of the year. I am joined today by Amy Donato, PPG's Senior Color Marketing Manager. Amy leads the strategy, production, merchandising, palette development, and color trends forecasting for PPG's well-known consumer paint brands in the US and Canada, including Glidden and PPG Paint. Hi, Amy, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Kristen, thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you with us. So Glidden just chose Aqua Fiesta as its 2021 accent color of the year. I have never heard of an accent color of the year. Why did Glidden choose to do this rather than pick a color of the year?
Yeah, an accent color of the year was definitely a Glidden first. You know, our color experts have never seen an official accent color of the year either. So that really made it exciting for us as well. And some insight into why we did an accent color this year rather than just a single color of the year. So last year, Glidden chose Whirlwind as color of the year. So it's really a cool, versatile gray. It can be used throughout your entire home. It's timeless, never gonna go out of style. It's really easy. You'd love it on your walls for years and years. So it's really that classic color. You don't have to second guess it. You can go with Whirlwind. And this year we wanted to, you know, continue to build on that confidence that homeowners have of using Whirlwind in their home. And we wanted them to be able to have a little bit more of a choice and be able to bring some more life into their home, especially now that we're at home all the time, right?
Right.
So that's where the idea for an accent color came from. And this color that we chose really works well with Whirlwind. So, you know, you have Whirlwind on your walls, now you can bring this accent color into your home. So we chose Aqua Fiesta as Glidden's 2021 accent color of the year. And Aqua Fiesta is so fun. It's a playful turquoise. I love this color. And when you pair it next to Whirlwind, it really freshens the space. It adds a cheerfulness to the space. But, you know, blues and aquas, they're still, you know, they're just uplifting. They're creative. It adds a lightheartedness to your house, but still it has that calming factor since, you know, it does have blue in it. And with this year being just so undeniably stressful, right? We know that bringing this color into your home when pairing with Whirlwind will really help to alleviate some of that unnecessary stress. And then you're updating your home a little bit too.
That's great. How can people use Aqua Fiesta practically in their homes?
Yeah, it's really usable. So you can really use it throughout your home and anywhere you already have Whirlwind too. So it's great in bedrooms, really nice in living rooms or kitchens. So one thing that I've been telling people is, like, let's say you have Whirlwind on the walls of your bedroom, for example. The wall behind your bed, change that to Aqua Fiesta. Now you've got this really fun design element in your bedroom. It's still calming. You've got the Whirlwind gray on the other walls of your bedroom. And then, you know, you could get new bedding or other accents to feature in your bedroom. Like, look, pairs really well with whites and creams. And you could just have a whole new look in your bedroom just by changing that one wall.
And how can people buy Aqua Fiesta?
So the Glidden paint brand, which is a brand of PPG, can be found at any of your local Home Depots. It can be found at Walmart, on Amazon.com, and independent retailers across the nation.
Okay, so let's pivot a bit here. This year, PPG also didn't choose one color of the year. Instead, the company unveiled a 2021 palette of the year. Can you describe the palette and why PPG decided to go with the palette rather than choosing just one color?
Yeah, absolutely. This year was so fun to do the color forecasting. So we started back in January. So, you know, this was prior to COVID. We had 30 color experts come from around the world from 11 different countries. They bring all their trend reports and we come together to forecast, and we're looking at multiple business segments across the world. and we come together and analyze things like the runway, lifestyles, demographics, global events, what's happening cross-culturally, what's going on in society, and we look for what colors are really resonating and what's going to represent, you know, our color forecast for the upcoming year. And by doing this, we really keep a pulse on our customers' needs across all types of markets. So PPG is unique in that, you know, we're not just wall paint, right? We also do aerospace, automotive, consumer electronics, industrial. We are coating so many surfaces. So we bring all of that knowledge together and have this insights-driven approach to forecasting. So it's really unique to PPG. And this year, you know, we came together to forecast it, just like any other year. It's never about just one color. We always have a collection of colors that we're forecasting. And then we usually have one that stands out as like our hero color or our signature color. And that's what we identify as our color of the year. And so we did that in January. And then, you know, everybody went home and the world turned upside down. And we had to come back together and take a look at, you know, what we were forecasting. And we want to be sure we're providing color and context. So, you know, we just needed to talk again and decide, were we still going in the right direction with the world turned upside down? What do we need to do? And so the team came back together. Again, one of the greatest advantages of having this global team, we were able to come together virtually, right? We did everything over video and phone. We were overnighting samples to each other, conducting additional research, coming back together, phone calls and video calls, and making sure our collaborative process continued. And by doing so, we, you know, took another look at the trends that were happening and we actually doubled down on them. You know, there was a lot of focus on wanting to just be well and have a better, you know, be more mindful and be find comfort and less stress in our lives. And with COVID, that just amplified even more. So when we came back together, we said, you know, this is just such an unprecedented year. This is such a strange time. People are using their homes more. We need an unprecedented color this year. And that's when we decided we really needed a palette. So it's three colors this year rather than just one. So fun. And I'll tell you a little bit about each color. So the colors are called Transcend, Big Cypress, and Misty Aqua. And they're really a trio. You know, they're meant to prioritize that wellness and mind, body, and spirit that we talked about. And they each kind of bring something different. So Transcend is what we're kind of calling our hero color. So this is that warm beige. It draws on earthy influences. It's nostalgic, but it's not that yellow beige from the 90s. It has a sweetness to it. It has a little bit of a pink undertone. So it's much more modern. It really emulates the feeling of, you know, sipping on a warm latte on a cool morning. And it really grounds our palette this year. And something that's kind of interesting is like, you know, grays are so popular, they're not going anywhere. But we're seeing this shift into some of these warmer neutrals. And that was something that we saw on our trends reports across the globe. Everybody was seeing it. So really interesting. And then the other color, two other colors, so Big Cypress, that's the terracotta color. It's so warm and rich, and it's really like a big hug for your home. I love Big Cypress. Misty Aqua, then, this is that watercolor cerulean blue. It brings that freshness to this palette. You know, the other two colors are really warm, earthy and organic, and it brings this freshness and lightness to it. Pairs so well together. You could do all three together. You could pick two together. They work any combination. It really is nice for a homeowner because you have more options. And, you know, they also pair really nice with stuff you probably already have in your home. So like if you have blonde or natural brown toned wood floors, like really popular in a lot of people's homes already, these colors go great with that. Greenery, so if you've got ferns and succulents and other kind of plants and things in your home, it'll pair really nicely with that. You can also incorporate lots of different whites and off-whites and creams with these colors and bring that in with like your textiles and your pillows and rugs and things like that. It really creates this total experience that makes you so comforted. You know, you feel that support and relief that people are really looking for right now.
So I was looking at the palette yesterday. I think Transcend is my favorite color in the palette. What is yours?
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday. I love Transcend too. And something that I thought was so interesting about this is like, so my home is entirely cool colors everywhere. I love cool colors. I love blues and grays, and violets, things like that. And this palette made me start to like warms. Like I wanted more warms in my home. I brought more creams in, and the color that really resonated for me was Big Cypress. So that's the terracotta color.
Uh-huh.
And that color has been popular, you know, for the last couple of years. It's kind of been bubbling to the surface in lots of trends reports. It's not really going anywhere, but it finally, like, I don't know, I just loved it. Like a light switch turned. I was like, I love this warm color now. You know, I'm starting to incorporate more warms into my home. It's just so rich and organic. And it looks really great with gold accents, which I think looks so nice in home. So Big Cypress definitely is the one that stood out for me.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful color. So as we head into 2021, what design trends, not just color trends, do you think we will be seeing next year as a direct result of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think that design trends are really going to be focused around still providing some relief to consumers. Like we're asking our homes to do so much more for us now. You know, it's our gym, it's our schools, it's the office, it's the cafe, it's just doing everything for us. So I think all the design trends are really going to be about creating comfort and allowing your home to function in many more places than we've really ever have done that before. So I think you're going to continue to see design trends gravitating towards the shades of like the warm neutrals, greens and blues, because that's all about nature and outdoors. And if you think about it, like we're just inside all the time. We're not getting that relief from being outside. So people are bringing that into their homes, and they're doing that, of course, with color. We talked about that, right? But then also with things like coffee tables that are wooden, cabinets that are wooden, your wood floors, so like bringing that part of nature in. But then even into your decor, like bringing in the blues, the greens, the beiges, to bring that nature into your home so that you are feeling that, you know, kind of less settled, you're feeling more grounded, you're allowing that warmth to come in from the outside into your home decor.
Amy, I would like to thank you for joining me today. I really enjoyed learning about the process of choosing these colors and palettes. Your job sounds really fun to me.
It is fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back next year, maybe a year from now, to see what's in store for 2022.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. I'd like to also thank our listeners for tuning in to our Code It podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time.